Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to follow up on my conversation with Jackie Bailey. And that is the piece about having a difficult conversation. I recently was working with a client who had to have a difficult conversation, and she's very, I'm going to say, cool, calm, and collected, and she's not a demonstrative person. She's very strong. She's very solid in her beliefs and in her magic she brings to the world. But she's not going to attack somebody. She's not going to come out fighting. She's not aggressive. Assertive, not aggressive. Those are different. If you didn't know it, like, look it up. They're different. And so she was going to have a difficult conversation, and we really talked through, what do you want out of this conversation? And legal issues were even involved. And we came up working together with two main things that she wanted. And getting that set up was like critical. And I said, I've had conversations with people before and they keep derailing the conversation and diverting blame, if you will, and moving it over here and over there and talking about stuff that wasn't even the purpose of the conversation. And I said, I know from personal experience and just from being like a human being that that's what happens. That's what happens. And so if you can have written down your two statements that are your requests / demands, and just keep bringing the conversation back to that, you won't be derailed by going down a bunny trail. And if you've been with me for a while, you know at one point I had a very difficult boss for a lot of years. And the biggest piece of guidance I was ever given on dealing with this situation was, don't give her any more than she asked for. Keep it very short, very succinct, very to the point. And I have taken that to all different areas of my life. And it's very helpful. Because as soon as you start talking too much and sharing too much information, then the other person has a lot they can hold against you, a lot they can bring up and throw back at you that you obviously don't want. So it was really timely that I assisted this client of mine. And I do give business advice. I am a business intuitive, but like that kind of advice I don't. And I had to keep saying, I'm not an attorney and I don't pretend to be one on this, you know, phone call. And lo and behold, a couple days later, something came up and somebody had posted something on the internet, on the Facebook. And it really showed a lot about who they were. And I had heard in the past that this person had political ideology that might be different than mine. And that's fine. That's all around the world, right? Like I don't draw a line in the sand and say, I can't be friends with you because we have different ideologies or different religious beliefs or different interpretations. Like I'm all okay with all that. But I was supposed to like have a deep encounter with this person to identify any belief systems that I had around entrepreneurship, having a business, sharing my message with the world, you know, those kind of things that come up. And I thought, you know, I'm not rightly sure that I want to do this with somebody that we are that far out of alignment. You know, bumping up against the line is one thing, but being on opposite ends completely was just, it just didn't feel right. So I'm going to say it was Abraham. I swore I was going to look this up, but you know, I'm pretty historical for not looking it up. Somebody look it up. Somebody look it up and put a comment on this podcast. I think it was Abraham, maybe in the Old Testament of the Bible, where he wrestled with the Spirit of God all night. And the next day he had a hurt hip, and that hip injury, pain, followed him the rest of his life. And the point was, sometimes you really have to wrestle with God, with yourself, with the universe, with your higher self, your belief system, before you go after somebody else. And my husband and I had been meeting with our associate pastor, who also had a degree in clinical psychology many years ago. And he said, he referenced that story and said, before you go to the other one with a complaint or a frustration, then you need to make sure that you've wrestled with God first, i.e. yourself, so that when you go to that person, you truly have their best interest at heart. I'm going to say that again. You don't go to the other person with your complaint until you truly have their best interest at heart. So I am struggling with what to say, how to say it, how to present it. And it took me a minute, like 24 hours. And finally, I sent a text message and I shared my concerns. And I didn't get a response back for 4 or 5 hours. And the response was beautiful. It was, I appreciate what you had to say. I appreciate the way you shared it, the words that you chose. And I sat with this and I've made changes because of it. Like I don't want what you perceived and what you took away, I don't want other people to take away. And in the end, I still may not do that activity, you know, that business dive deep with that particular person. But at least he knows how his actions impacted somebody else. And I could have come out, you know, guns a-blazing, claws out, you know, that forked tongue coming out to just slice him. But I didn't want to, because I really have a lot of respect for this person. But I also really felt compelled to share with them how their actions impacted me in a very negative way. So when you are going to have a difficult conversation with someone, you need to be prepared. And it's not prepared so that you can attack and win. It's prepared so that you can end up with a win-win. When you can end up with the idea of, okay, we can agree to disagree, could be the outcome. Or it could be, legally, this isn't right, and this is what should happen. So when you can stand your ground and convict the other person of their sin without sinning yourself, is like the ultimate thing. And sinning yourself is when you go in and attack and you literally kill part of the relationship. Every negotiation has the opportunity for everybody to leave feeling like they gave a little, they got a little. And the same is true in our interactions, in our conversations. And I've often heard, you know, it's very important to tell the truth, which is true. However, can you tell the truth without hurting someone. My mom used to say, I'd come out and I'd say, oh, isn't this a cute outfit? Which I've never really been a big clothes hound. But I'd say, isn't this really cute? My mom would go, oh, it's style. Well, I learned as I grew up, it's style means she really hated it, but it didn't matter. Her opinion didn't matter. It was just style. Or if I got my hair cut in a certain way, she'd go, oh, that's style. Yeah, everybody's wearing their hair that way. And that was her way of being honest and truthful without being mean-spirited. The same thing in an apology. My husband and I got crosswise about a situation where he was going to apologize and he owed the apology to a third person. And he would say, he'd call me and go, okay, this is what I'm going to say. I'm so sorry, but, and I was like, nope, you said, but, and I'd hang up. We were both driving along the highway. So he'd call and I'd just hang up and I'd say, nope, you can't say, but, and he'd say, okay, I'm so sorry that I did blah, blah, blah. He was taking complete responsibility, right? And then he said, but it's because, nope, it's over. Like as soon as you say, but, or because, it's over. You have to take complete responsibility for your action. Now, I may not be sorry for what I said. I may not. But I may be sorry that I yelled. I may be sorry that I said it with no tact or diplomacy. I can be sorry that it hurt their feelings. Like it could be true, but it could also hurt their feelings, right? Like it could be both and. But you can't say, I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings, but you were just a real brat and you deserved it. Like that's not how this works. You can't really do that. So the big takeaway for today that I would really love for you to get, before you have a big conversation, consider what you want to communicate. What is your commitment to the relationship? If it's somebody you're never going to see again, that might be a little bit different. If it's somebody at the ticket counter or at the gate agent at an airport, you better be nice. You may be bumped off the plane. I literally watched that happen. No, it was not me. But consider what's the future relationship? And what do I have to say that could actually be in their best interest to help them instead of just attacking them? If you would like a little more help with this, or you have a situation that you're dealing with, I would love to help you with that. If you go to yoursuccesscall.com and the links in the show notes, book your call with me and let's talk about it and see if we can't make some changes and get you some ideas on how you can have that next difficult conversation. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.